Welcome to episode 20 of the Heart Driven Hustle podcast. We're your hosts, Amanda and Kingsley. And in this episode, we're talking about business burnout and how you can avoid it. Hey, we're Amanda and Kingsley, and welcome to the Heart Driven Hustle podcast. If you're sick of watching from the sidelines as others achieve their business dreams, we're here to demystify the entrepreneurial journey, cut through the clutter, and overcome the overwhelm so you can feel confident launching your own wellness side business. If you'd love to get hold of our Side Hustle Quick Start Guide so you too can create your own passion project, head over to heartdrivenhustle.com/hustleguide.
Hey guys, yes, welcome to episode 20. So next week will be our 21st birthday. Woohoo!
Can you believe it? The big 2-0. I mean, where did that time go?
Indeed.
So this week, what are we talking about? We're talking about burnout. It is something that affects all of us at one point or another, in business, in life, whatever it may be, we all go through it. So what can we do to avoid it? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today, because we live in such a fast-paced society that we're always go, 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 and burnout can just happen so easily. So we want to share our top 5 tips for beating business burnout. So where are you in your business? You're likely very early days, or maybe you haven't quite launched yet. But if you're already feeling burnt out and wanting to give it all up and just return back to the 9-to-5, then let's get around that. Let's stop that from happening, because being an entrepreneur is fun. We want to help you enjoy that journey. So let's start at the beginning. Number one, what have we got?
So the first one, yeah, it sounds a bit boring, but it's really important. That's framework and systems. Yeah, sounds pretty businessy.
Sounds dry. So we promise it's not.
It's all about working smarter, not harder. So you got to find your flow.
And when you're in flow, it just feels effortless. You want to get in, get the task done, and get out. It's all about efficiency here. You want to spend less time sitting around, scratching your head, wondering what on earth comes next. We want to make it easy. And remember, guys, at the end of the day, you're an entrepreneur now. This is your own business. You're getting paid for output, not by the hour. We're no longer about that employee mindset. It's all about output, remember. You want to be really efficient because you want to get paid for your time and your effort. So what can you do? A blueprint is a great thing that you can have. By having a blueprint or a framework, you know exactly what you need to do, when you need to do it. It means that you're not going to miss out anything important. And you're also going to have a really consistent quality in your business as well. So let's just say you have a coaching business like us. So as a coach, I have a very standard framework that I follow with all of my health coaching clients. It's the same flow. I'm sorry to let the cat out of the bag. Everyone does it. It's nothing new. It's nothing exciting. Everyone's the same. Trust me. So the first session with my clients will always follow the same basic structure, as will the second session. So will the third, the fourth, and so on. And what it means is, by following that same basic outline, that I'm not missing anything out. Now, of course, I'm letting the client lead, because that's what it's all about. My coaching is all about having the client lead, because it is their personal transformation. So I'm going to follow whatever path serves them. But there is that same vague outline that tells me what to address at what point in the program during our time together. Remember, it's about working smarter, not harder. I don't want to be sitting there scratching my head going, now what do I say?
And that's really important for the clients as well, because each client has an expectation of us, and that expectation is met no matter if you're meeting with one client or another client, because it's always going to be a similar kind of framework. So you can always have a consistent output, which is really important for both us and the client.
Mm-hmm. And it means that you hone in your skills each time as well. You've been there, you've done that. You can improve upon it next time.
Exactly. You know the natural flow of work, and you know what comes next. Definitely. Really important when you're speaking to clients.
100%. So number two is setting boundaries. And this is time boundaries that we're talking about. So schedule in time for work, and schedule in time for you. It allows you to take more effective breaks. So what you want to do is take really effective breaks here. And I know it seems counterintuitive. What you may have traditionally done is head down, focusing on the task and just continuing to plow through for long periods of time. But that's not the best way of doing it. What you want to do is have high intensity, high focus, and then intermittent breaks. Now, how frequent do you do these? Well, it varies for every single person out there. You need to find what works best for you. But somewhere between 5 and 15 minutes break for every 90 minutes of work that you do is the best way of doing this.
Yeah, and that does sound counterintuitive, especially if you're used to working 8 hours a day and you're going for 4-hour blocks. But even if you break down your day into tasks that you need to do, and then once you finish that task, get up, get a drink of water, have a stretch, do whatever you need to do, go out in the backyard and, you know, get a bit of fresh air and then come back to your next task, which is kind of like ticking things off for the day. So that's a great way of breaking it down as well.
It breaks up the day and allows you to reset as well. It means that you're fresh when you come back in.
Of course.
Our next one is exercise and rest. And similar to the previous point, you may think that it's all about go, go, go. But remember, that's what causes burnout. You need to take time for you. So what do? Move your body. I mean, exercise has all kinds of benefits. It elevates your mood. It allows you to refocus when you do come back to work as well. It is fantastic for your immune system and your digestive system too, and just your overall health.
It's also really important if you're leaning over a laptop all the time that you take frequent breaks, because, you know, spine health and joint health is really important. You don't even know it, but all of a sudden you're kind of hunched over like a old lady over a computer if you've been there for a few hours. So, yeah, really important to get up and have constant breaks.
Yeah, I was actually in the chiropractor. This is a side note. I was in the chiropractor the other day, and one of the things that flashed up on the screen was about tech neck. And I just thought, really, is that a thing where they're having to teach us to hold our arm up in front of our face to look at our phone instead of bending our neck over? Can you imagine what we're all going to look like in 20 years from now?
Evolution of man would be a crook neck at 90 degrees.
We look at the stereotypical evolution of man going from ape, standing upright, and then we hit the technological age and all of a sudden we're starting to bend over again. Oh, gosh. So exercise, stretch, move your body, and, get rid of all those niggles. Talking about rest now, so give yourself time off. When you're working for yourself, it is so easy to fall into that trap of just continuously working because you think, I'm doing a good thing here. This is what I want to do, and so I'm putting all my time and effort and my focus into it. But if you don't stop and rest and recuperate, what you're going to find is that when you eventually do stop, you're going to fall into a heap, and it's going to take you so much longer to recover because you're not a computer. You're a human being. You need that time to unwind.
Yeah. And to add to that point, because if you've got a side hustle and you're doing this in your spare time, it might be chewing into that other hobbies time. So it's important to create space for that as well. So it doesn't have to chew up all of your spare time. You can do this in pockets of your time. So key to that is scheduling, like we mentioned earlier.
Yeah, don't let it take away from what you loved in the first place, because otherwise you're just going to feel resentment. So if you're someone who loves to go and meditate or do a bit of yoga, go for a walk down the beach or play sport, do it. Like Kingsley said, schedule it all in and find time to fit in work, fit in play, and just have fun. Have fun while you're doing it all. So the next tip is to stop working by yourself all of the time.
You don't need to do it all by yourself.
That's right. And there's a couple of different ways that you can really do this. I mean, you could look at it from a community aspect. So find some business besties out there, people who you can catch up with and float ideas off each other and really just have that connection, because sometimes entrepreneurship can be quite a lonely journey. So it doesn't have to be.
And the great thing about the internet is these people don't have to be your next door neighbor. They can be people all around the world that have a similar kind of mission to you. So you can find those people in the strangest of places and build a community of friends from all around the world.
That's right. You don't even need to know these people in the first instance. I mean, social media is a fantastic place. And over the past couple of years, I've met so many business besties on there myself. When you start to grow in size as well, think about delegation and seeking help. Just because this is your business, it doesn't mean that you need to do every single thing. You can include other people. You can delegate those tasks that maybe aren't where you shine. Maybe there's something that you don't love, but someone else can do them for you. So focus on where your zone of genius is. Our last hack is learn to say no. So ask yourself, is it on your priority list? Does it align with your goals? If not, then no for now.
Yeah, super important. The power of saying no for now and putting yourself first, I think, is really important, especially if you're trying to squeeze a few things around work and play and other things. So unless it's on your priority list and they're making you a priority, then no for now, which is great. They can come back to you when you're ready and it's on your terms. And I don't think that's a bad thing. And I think people will appreciate you saying that as well.
Yeah, they respect your boundaries. And I know this was such a game changer for me. I'm an absolute people pleaser. But it's something that I really had to put myself out there and learn to say no, because I was saying yes to a lot of things that didn't serve me and they were causing me stress, they were causing me overwhelm. And at the end of the day, I don't think I was necessarily being appreciated as I thought I was by saying yes. All it was doing was putting me out. It was causing me harm and leading to burnout. So don't do that. Learn to say no.
No.
So let's give a quick recap of our 5 top tips to avoid that burnout, especially early on in your business. Don't go throwing in the towel. Don't go back to the 9-to-5, because this is where you're meant to be. So the first one is about having frameworks and systems. Work smarter, not harder. The second one is setting time boundaries. So scheduling time for work and time for you as well, and remembering to take those breaks. Number 3 is exercise and rest, because exercise elevates your mood, it allows you to refocus, and it also prevents you from just falling in a heap when you do finally get that time to yourself. Number 4 is stop working by yourself all of the time. You don't need to do everything yourself. So find some business besties, have a sense of community, and ask for help if you need to. There's no shame in asking for help. And the 5th one is learn to say no. If it doesn't align with your goals for right now, then say no for now. Remember, you need to put yourself first sometimes. As tough as it is, say no. So there you have it, guys, our top 5 tips for avoiding burnout. Now, if launching your side hustle is something that's on your to-do list, but you haven't quite got around to it yet, well, we are running a free 4-day challenge to help you kickstart your wellness side hustle. It kicked off on Monday, but it's not too late. The pop-up group is still available and you can still join. So head over to heartdrivenhustle.com/challenge to join our challenge for free. Gain that clarity and confidence that you need to finally launch your side hustle inside the challenge. See you inside the group, guys. Thanks for joining us today. If you've loved what you've heard so far, hit subscribe so you're first to know when the next episode drops. See you next time.